It's All Things Considered. I'm Jake Rusnak in for Henry Epp. The Vermont legislature adjourned Friday night after approving almost $1 billion in spending to help the state recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. So VPR's John Dillon covered this unusual State House session, and he's here with us now to talk about their work. Hey, John.
Hi, Jake.
John, take us back to mid-March when Governor Phil Scott declared a state of emergency and the legislature had to respond. What did the legislative leaders do at that point?
Well, if you think about it, there really were two legislative sessions, the one before Friday, March 13, and the one that followed. On that Friday, the 13th, the legislature just closed its doors to the public. So, you know, this is the people's house. It's a working museum. It's full of amazing art. And it's usually just this crazy, crowded mix of lawmakers and lobbyists and reporters and school groups and tourists all kind of on top of each other. And during the session, you know, hearing rooms are jammed. People are almost sitting, you know, in each other's laps sometimes. So it's not a great place to avoid a highly contagious disease. And instantly, this political beehive just went silent. And they had to figure out what to do. They were in the middle of the session. Financial health crisis was bearing down on us. And they had to figure out how to function, how to meet, how to vote. So the first thing they did was quickly pass a number of emergency rule changes allowing remote voting. They also had to stand up all kinds of technological workarounds, how to meet remotely, you know, with Zoom or other things. And you've got some lawmakers who could barely use email trying to, you know, make this technology work. It was a steep learning curve for some and a very big challenge that the State House staff just rose to really well to get all of this set up. So they met. They met remotely. They met in virtual session. And their committees did work, and they passed a lot of bills with a ton of money that aims to get the state back on its feet. I think it will go down in the history books as quite a remarkable few months. I asked House Speaker Mitzi Johnson this morning at a news conference what it was like and how they made it work, and here's what she and other legislative leaders said they were looking at it on that day in mid-March.
I feel like March 13th, when we finished up in the State House and said, okay, not sure what the future is going to bring, but we're going to take a break for a week and then figure it out. At that point, honestly, it feels like all of our partisan labels sort of dropped off the back of our names, and we became one legislator, one legislature, and one group of Vermonters trying to solve the problem.
And I think for the most part, she's right. There was a small amount of partisan bickering here and there, but in fact, there was really strong bipartisan cooperation overall. It's a democratically dominated legislature, but for example, a key House committee working on the economic package is led by a Republican. So it was a real team effort.
So, John, what about their agenda? How did that change?
Well, again, there was this pre-March 13th plan and then this huge COVID-focused agenda that followed. So pretty much before the pandemic, we had on sort of the front burner major Act 250 rewrite, climate change bill that mandates climate greenhouse gas reduction goals, a tax and regulate system for marijuana that was on the table. And afterwards, especially after Congress passed what was called the CARES Act that sent the state of Vermont $1.25 billion in federal funds, it became about all the money and the best way to spend it.
Well, can you break that down for us? I know the governor had a plan as well.
He did, and they were both, the governor and the legislature, were dealing with some two really stark realities. One, the tax revenues for the state of Vermont just went off the cliff because businesses were closed, people lost their jobs, and also we deferred the deadline for, well, on the federal level and also at the state of Vermont for filing taxes. So money wasn't coming in, plus expenses and needs were going up. And unlike in some states, including New Hampshire, where legislatures and their governors have struggled over who controls the federal money, Governor Scott agreed to give our legislature substantial control over the purse strings. So in mid-May, he proposed a $400 million package that was sort of the key piece to help businesses and farms and provide housing assistance and for economic development using that federal money. And he wanted lawmakers to move it in a week. They took a little more time because they had other priorities. They wanted to take care of, give hazard pay to essential workers. They wanted to boost broadband. But in the end, they did do much of what the governor wanted. They tweaked some of it, but overall, I think they adopted probably 80% of what he wanted and then some.
John, you mentioned that they also wanted to use the federal money to improve broadband internet in rural areas. What happened to that plan?
Well, it kind of ran into the reality of the CARES bill. As we know, broadband has been a huge issue statewide, and the pandemic really highlighted that. There was just some amazing testimony and scenes of kids and their parents trying to download coursework at Wi-Fi hotspots. But the CARES money comes with a string attached that really prevented it from being used right away, and that is that it has to be spent in this calendar year, and then it has to be on projects that are directly related to the pandemic. And they realized, lawmakers realized, they could not get that money out the door and that kind of infrastructure project, you know, stringing all this fiber all over the state by the end of the year.
All right, so the legislature has gone home for now, but what happens next?
Well, they still need to pass a budget for fiscal year 2021. They passed a budget just for the first quarter. So they'll take a break for July, some of August. They get a new revenue projection from the governor in mid-August. His budget is due to them August 18th, and lawmakers will be back, I'm sure, or virtually sure, it will be in a virtual session on August 25th to work on that.
VPR's John Dillon. John, thanks so much for working hard on this afternoon and keeping us up to speed. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jake.